Today, we're going to discuss the next shlav. And that is it right for somebody to identify himself as Mashiach? Has it been done throughout history? And has it ever done it to himself? These are the questions which we're going to deal with today. We brought down earlier the Gemara in Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says that the Ma'ishmoi, what is the name of Mashiach, and all the opinions of the students that would say on their teacher that they're Mashiach, and all the things that we discussed, the lesson to be learned from this. Yet there's a very interesting Rashi. One of the opinions is that the name of Mashiach is Yanai, because Yinoin, and like it says, it brings down the pasuk, like it says, Yishmoi la'olam lufnei shemesh Yinoin shmoi. So we see that the concept of Yinoin or Yanai as the name of Mashiach. So listen to the lashon of Rashi under the Dibur Maschil Yinoin shmoi. Kmo Yanai, Yinoin is similar to Yanai. Rashi is explaining how it is that we're trying to make a proof that the Yanai is Mashiach from the pasuk Yinoin, because Yinoin and Yanai are very similar. But here's the key words: Kol Echad Hayadirish Achar Shmoi. Everybody would darshan after his name. If you would think about it, if we're talking about the students darshaning about their teachers' names, it wouldn't say Shmoi, it wouldn't say his name. Kol Echad Hayadirish Achar Shmoi, they would give a drasha on his name, on their name, or their teacher's name. Why do we say Kol Echad Hayadirish Achar Shmoi? So the Rebbe learns from here that it wasn't that the students made it up. It was something that the teachers themselves, they were ma'ayir this nekuda, that to be dashing on themselves the name of Mashiach, but they left it up to the Talmidim, and the Talmidim like took it over b'chol ha'shturim. The shturim was made by the students, but the seeds, the nekuda, was created by the teacher. This is the way the Rebbe explains it in that Sikha of Tazir Mitzoyer Tovshin Nun Aleph, that very same Sikha that teaches us that the Rebbe says, Vanan Chsidim, us Chsidim, we darshan after our Rebbe's, the name of Mashiach. The Rebbe points out this Nikuda, and this is the Loshin. And this is, like I once told you, there's the Sikha of the Rebbe, there are the Aris of the Rebbe, which is like a little bit deeper. And then there's like the Shulei Agilyon of the Rebbe, which is underneath the Aris, the third level, which a lot of Soides, a lot of secrets, the Rebbe, Kilo can't put in the Sikha, the Rebbe puts there. And if from the Shulei Agilyon also, when the Rebbe says Lahair in a Shulei Agilyon, the Rebbe is really trying to put in something without making such a big deal out of it, but you have to know that it's there. So look at the Shulei Agilyon on Aura 67 in the Sikha of Tazir Mitzvah Toshin and Aleph. Lahayir, says the Rebbe, Midiuk Lashin Rashi, from the Diuk of the Lashin of Rashi, Kol Echad HaYudarish Achar Shmoi, everyone would darshan after his name, V'loisha Talmidim Chichu Sheshmoi Keshem Rabbam. It's not that the Talmidim made it up. It started with their teacher. The Talmidim followed it up. But who started this thing to show that their name fits with the pasuk and the name of Mashiach? That started from the teacher. So this happened in the Gemara, time of the Gemara, the time of the Gemara Sanhedrin and Tzadik Ches. Where do we see by the Rebbe that the Rebbe clearly refers to himself and refers to himself with the title Mashiach? There are many places. I'm going to quote for you right now a very definite place. I'm going to explain it for a few minutes. In Sefer HaSichos Tavshinun Beis, we have the Sikha of Parashas Mishpatim, which in this Sefer it's printed on page 376. And we're talking about Ta'ara 148, which is the last Ta'ara of the Rebbe on that Sikha. The Rebbe was speaking then about the words Miyad Mamish, that Mashiach has to come Miyad Mamish. And the Rebbe says there's many Pirushim in the word Miyad, and there's many Pirushim in the word Mamish. This is the Lashon of the Rebbe. And then the Rebbe says the word Miyad has a famous Rosh HaTevis. The Rosh HaTevis is connected with Shavuos, that we know that on Shavuos has a Shaychus to three Tzadikim. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah on Shavuos, Yisrael Baal Shem Tov passed away on Shavuos, and David HaMelech passed away on Shavuos. So the word Miyad is Rosh HaTevis Moshe Yisrael David, which that's also one of the things that the Rebbe would store him on Shavuos, is the name of Limud of Chitas, Chumash for Moshe Rabbeinu, Tilim for David, and Tanya for the Baal Shem Tov. So we see that Chitas is also connected to the idea of Miyad. Yet all of a sudden, the Rebbe came, and the Rebbe said a whole interesting new Rosh HaTevis in the word Miyad. This is Ba'ara 148, and I quote, "Ubeprati is Yoiser b'negele dereinu zeh." More specifically, the way it's connected, the way it concerns this generation. Shebrosh HaTevis de Miyad, in the Rosh HaTevis of Miyad, nirmazim gimul atkufis ha-shaychus l'chak admon nesidereinu. It's a remiss to the three tkufis, the way they're connected to the Friedrich Rebbe. In other words, we have the word Miyad, and the Rebbe says they represent the three tkufis of the Friedrich Rebbe. We have the tkufa of Mashiach, which is the tkufa, the Rebbe says, of Menachem Shmoi. That's tkufa one. Above him, you have the tkufa of Yud, which is the Friedrich Rebbe Yosef Yitzchak. And then you have the tkufa of Dalet, which is Doiv Ber, Shem Hasheni, Shochak Admon Neshmas Eden. What the Rebbe is explaining, the Kitzer, is that the last three Doidis, we know that the Rebbe Rashab was also the Dor HaShvi, the Dor HaShvi of the Baal Shem Tov. The Rebbe Rashab was the Dor HaShvi. That's one of the reasons that we know that the Shablat of the Rebbe is similar to that of the Rebbe Rashab. That the Shar of the Rebbe Svarim, which represent the Inyanim Ruchlim, are the same Shar as the Rebbe Rashab, because they're both the Inyan of Shvi. Shvi of the Baal Shem Tov and Shvi of the Alter Rebbe. Both represent the idea of seven. And the Rebbe says this Tkufa of Shvi has three parts to it. And that it's the name of the three Rabbeim. You have the Tkufa of Dalid, which is Doiv Ber, which is the Rebbe Rashab. You have the Tkufa of Yud, which is the Friedrich Rebbe. Now who is the next one that comes right after? The Rebbe says that's the Tkufa of Mashiach, whose name is Menachem. Well, if you had to fill in the blank of Doiv Ber, Friedrich Rebbe, and then someone whose Mashiach, whose the name is Menachem, I would find it very hard to believe that it meant anyone else but the Menachem that we know. And this idea is expressed many times throughout the Sichas. The special connection, the special kesher of this new tkufa of Mashiach, which is represented with the name Menachem. So of course, there's not going to be a lot of times that the Rebbe is going to say it as open as he speaks about the Friedrich Rebbe. But once we know that the Rebbe was Derish Achar Shmoi, the Rebbe darshan on his name, so then we have what the other Talmidim, which we learned from those Talmidim, that now we pick up on this campaign, and we also debate of Shili Amri Shili Shmoi, Yane 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 Shmoi, we pick up on this campaign.